This week on Vikings Game Plan, we pave the way for what we hope will be a prosperous 2012 season. Learn about Adrian Peterson from head coach Leslie Frazier and keys to Percy Harvin's success are analyzed by wide receiver Michael Jenkins and analyst Ben Lieber. Vikings Game Plan starts now. Hello, welcome to Vikings Game Plan, presented by Sports Authority. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for your favorite football team. Excited for the Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. That begins the 2012 regular season, which is going to be markedly better than last year. Of course, we only won three times last year. The question is, how much better than last year? Today's show, hopefully, will unveil some of those answers, and we begin with these quick hitters. Here we go. It's the regular season opener in a week at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are led by second-year quarterback Blaine Gabbert, the 10th overall pick in the 2011 draft. Our guy, Christian Ponder, was taken two picks behind the Missouri kid and finished the preseason with a TD and a pick. Christian Ponder will not have speedy outside threat Jerome Simpson, who is suspended the first three games. Just guessing, but running back Adrian Peterson should be on full tilt when we play the Jaguars, despite missing the entire preseason. The defense got well against San Diego in the third preseason game. Six sacks would entail getting well. Jared Allen dominated the Chargers' offensive line with a couple of sacks, and middle linebacker Jasper Brinkley added a couple, which very much pleased head coach Leslie Frazier, our game plan guest from the Sports Authority studios.
Really encouraged, in particular by his last game in the preseason when we lined up against San Diego. He did some things that we were hoping would come for him at the middle linebacker position. So we're encouraged by his play. We think he's on track to get off to a good start.
Leslie, we don't talk about Chad Greenway frequently. I believe third leading tackler in the NFL last year, led you guys in tackles because he's so consistent. He plays every single play. But off last year with all those tackles into this season, which begins in a week against Jacksonville, what different are you looking for from Chad Greenway to even take another step?
Well, we're going to still need that consistent play. I mean, he's given us that over the last few years, leading our team in tackles consistently. But we're also going to need his leadership, Paul. That's going to be a major factor in our defense improving. And he's at that stage in his career where we need him to step up in that area. And I think he's willing to embrace that, along with creating a few splash plays from Chad. So his leadership is going to be the big thing for us with so many young players playing on our defense.
So when it comes to those splash plays, you mean sacks, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, along with interceptions. So you see, looking at it from afar, how do you differentiate between the scheme that is being run and the expectations placed on him compared to what he gives in the game within the constraints of the scheme? You know what I mean?
Yes. He does a good job of doing the things that we ask him to do, and we're going to do our best to put him in position to make more plays in pass defense as well as what he does in our run defense. So we're going to try to put him in position to create some of those turnovers and those big hits that we'd like to see from that position.
Christian didn't play in the Texans game last time we saw him, San Diego game. He finishes with a touchdown and one interception through the preseason. A lot of the 2012 offseason obviously was geared to make Christian or give Christian Ponder a better chance to succeed. Left tackle goes to left guard. You get Carlson, you get Simpson, who's out the first three, and so on. How do you think he performed in the preseason off what you were looking for?
I think he did a lot of good things. I mean, he's really grown as a quarterback, in particular where he's much more confident and comfortable at the quarterback position. Also, that comes along with having an offseason where he was able to spend some time with Bill Musgrave, Craig Johnson, going back, looking at tape from his previous season, and just has a better grasp of our offense, and our players could sense that. They could pick up on that. So I think he'll get better as the year goes on, but we're pleased with his progression at this point.
How much more squared away with Khalil, Johnson, Sullivan, Fusco over to Loadholt in a contract year, how much more squared away do you feel the offensive line is right now compared to this time last year when you were about 2 or 3 weeks removed from respectfully asking somebody to leave the team?
Well, I think we're in much better shape going into this regular season than we were a year ago at this time. So we should be an improved offensive line. I think Charlie is going to do a great job for us at the guard position. Sully has really improved as a center and also become a leader on the offensive line. And Phil has become a more consistent player. So the addition of Brandon Fusco along with what we're doing at left tackle with Matt Khalil the two combined with those five, we should have a good unit.
With Kyle Rudolph and John Carlson when healthy and this nice fast rookie, Red Ellison, the emphasis being placed on tight ends offensively, what type of mismatches can you create for the defense when you have good tight ends?
Well, just take a look at what New England has done and a few other teams who have bookend tight ends that are athletic. And we think with John and with Kyle, we'll be able to create some mismatches on safeties and linebackers, which for Christian, that's going to be a boon. I mean, he'll have a chance to find a couple of his favorite targets in the middle of the field and on the edges as well. So we think it's going to be good for our team.
We have a question for the coach. Thanks to Best Buy from Ryan and Shakopee. How has Toby Gerhart improved, and how will the offense complement his running style, which obviously is different from number 28's?
Yeah, they're a little bit different, but you know what? Toby is a very effective runner. We saw that a year ago in Adrian's absence. He's a guy who can carry the load. We're not afraid to give him the football a number of different times. The thing that sets him apart is his ability to break contact. I mean, there is rarely a chance where he's knocked back. I mean, he's usually a guy that's going to break contact and create positive yards. And he has that workhorse mentality that you look for in a feature back. So we have high hopes for him, whether Adrian is back to his old form or not. We think that Toby is an adequate running back in our league.
It's the season preview edition of Vikings Game Plan. Straight ahead, veteran wide receiver Michael Jenkins sits down to discuss said season. That and much more, it's Vikings Game Plan.
Vikings Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, taking a peek into the season in preview fashion. This is the Sports Authority Player Breakdown, and the player is Michael Jenkins, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Hello.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm great, thank you. With this being a season preview, we'd like you to predict the outcome of every game, beginning with Jacksonville.
You just got to take it one at a time, so we got to go with the win.
Okay, Indianapolis, at Indianapolis.
Another win.
It's Andrew Luck on their team. Haven't you seen him play? He's really good.
Yeah, he's doing well. A lot of young pups kind of getting the nod early on, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes for a lot of those guys.
I know, seriously speaking, you guys aren't interested in making predictions. Conversely, you don't really care what people say or predict about your team, because if you follow it closely like we do at the Vikings Entertainment Network, you see local and national predictions. Quite honestly, off last year, a lot of people have you on 5, 6, maybe 7 wins. What would your response be to that?
It's like the typical response. We don't pay attention to that stuff. We see what's going on in practice, what's going on in the field, and we know we can win a lot of ball games this year. So hopefully we'll surprise a lot of people.
What do you like more about the offense this year compared to last year?
It's just a lot of confidence with everybody. It's year two for the system for everybody. Christian's seeing things a lot better. Another year of us running routes and being on the same page, O-line, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I think you've seen bits and pieces of it in the preseason. We've moved the ball well, put up some points here and there, but we're ready to unleash it week one.
During a 3-win season, what would your highlight have been for you last year? I'd guess it would have been the home game against Green Bay.
That was a big game.
It's pretty good.
We had them on the ropes. You'd love to get the win out of that, but just for myself personally, of course, it was a big game, opening up with the first play for us and then scoring later in that game.
What's your role on this team, specifically without Jerome Simpson, the first 3 games?
Just to come in and be reliable, make plays down the field, help Percy on the other side, and, help put points on the board.
Percy Harvin's a slot receiver. Explain the role of a slot receiver compared to, like, what you do, a guy outside the numbers.
Well, they're working there's a lot going on inside for them. Yeah. They got to read coverages just like we do, but they have to deal with dropping DNs, linebackers trying to hit them and knock them around. So it's a lot more going on, but Percy really loves being inside. And you can see the benefits of it, with guys like Will Smoker and the catches that they get all in the slot position.
Big disadvantage last year for the Vikings up to the season with the lockout. Every team was facing the same thing, but our favorite team had a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new veteran quarterback. Took a rookie 12th overall, couldn't get him up to speed. Just a bunch of new situations, but no offseason on which to work on those things up to the regular season. With Christian specifically, what are some things you see markedly different about him now compared to like at the end of the season last year after he had played in like 9 or 10?
Like I said earlier, it's confidence. You know, he went through a lot of bumps and bruises kind of getting thrown in the fire last year. And I think he's learned from that. He's worked hard in the weight room, the offseason, getting stronger. And, you know, he's put in the work in the classroom, you know, studying film, seeing where he made mistakes last year, and trying not to duplicate those this year.
Last one, will Adrian Peterson be an impact player for the Minnesota Vikings this year?
You see how hard he works. He's always going to be that impact guy. And I know he's been itching to get out there in preseason games. They've kind of had to keep the stable doors closed because he's one of those Kentucky Derby horses that want to get out and run. But yeah. I think he'll definitely be an impact.
Do you play fantasy football?
I don't, but I know a lot of the guys do.
Including me. So how many touchdowns does he have week one against Jacksonville?
I wish I had that magic.
Rub the crystal ball.
That magic ball, but I don't.
But he's going to have a good year this year, right?
Yeah, I can see it.
We're previewing the 2012 Vikings season here on Vikings Game Plan, and next are joined by former Vikings linebacker Ben Lieber, who breaks down the schedule, including a 4-0 stretch in his opinion. Don't leave. Vikings Game Plan continues. I'm Paul Allen. This is the Film Room segment provided by Menards, featuring Film Room expert Ben Lieber, former Minnesota Vikings linebacker. Happy to have him part of the Vikings Entertainment Network for the 2012 season. My man, what's
going
on?
Thanks for having me, man.
Film Room, we're not going to watch any film today, but in coming weeks, Ben is going to take us through the nuances of the National Football League, specifically Vikings games, and break down some film of individual plays. Film watching, from a player's perspective, it can become monotonous, I would imagine, or tedious. Yep. But if you don't know how to do it, you don't win, right?
Yeah, exactly. There is a process to it. And, you know, you usually just look at breakdowns. And at the end of the week, you kind of summarize everything by watching full games, full halves. But mostly it's all broken down. And if you can't watch film, you're not going to be successful.
When you watch film on slot receiver Percy Harvin, what are you looking for? Like the parts of the field where he sets people up that makes big moves or bounces off guys? What on film makes Percy Harvin look so good?
Well, when you watch him, he's in motion a lot. And so, you know, watching film on him, you kind of figure out when is he in motion, what sets, what personnel groups. Is he always at number one? Is he always at number two? And kind of where he likes to settle his feet. And you kind of try to pick up on nuances as shoulders, you know, they turned, whatnot, maybe he's going to go out to the flat. Those are the little things you got to look at. And you know, a lot of times you always want to look at, can I get close enough to get a jam on this guy? Because that's the only way you can really slow him down.
When they get Jerome Simpson up to speed with that 4.3 speed, he's going to be out the first three. When they have him and Harvin, then a couple of tight ends, then Adrian in the backfield, maybe they can flex a tight end out or something so Percy's true slot. You have a lot of mismatch possibilities on the field, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. You know, I would even go out and say put the tight ends at number one, move them around, Percy in the backfield, move him around. You know, I've said from the very beginning, put Percy in the backfield on third down. You motion him out, you almost guarantee he's always on a linebacker, and that's a mismatch every day.
How do you do that?
Just move around. He's your queen piece on the chess field. And, you know, just move him around. He has movements at one, two, and at number three receiver spots. So, just flexing him out, finding all sorts of dynamic things to do with him, and he'll make plays for you.
Chad Greenway led the team in tackles last year. In fact, he has year after year after year. He'll lead the team in tackles again. Yeah. What are some keys for Chad to achieve more sacks, force fumbles, and picks?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, no doubt his athletic ability lets him to run around the field and make those plays and make those tackles. But, you know, for Chad, I think it's, you know, I think more than anything, it's more of a team situation thing. You know, back a few years ago when I played with him, he led the team in tackle for losses. And a lot of those situations were, you know, we were blitzing him on third down.
Yeah.
You know, we were blitzing him not just using his athletic ability in the open space, but he's a good blitzer. So we blitzed him a lot. He had a lot of TFLs. And those are the ways you can cause fumbles. You can get the ball out on the quarterback, get some sacks. So I think blitzing Chad a little bit more and not just relying on him to run sideline to sideline.
Taking a peek at the schedule here quickly, Jacksonville at Indy, Niners here at Detroit. Got a couple of toughies in there for sure. They're all tough in to different degrees, but Vikings starting 2-0, I'm going to predict that's going to happen. After that, you get to the second quarter of the season, Tennessee here at Washington. Leslie's never lost to the Redskins. Then Arizona and Tampa here.
Right.
So through the first eight, The team could get off to a really good start.
Yeah, a very good start. And looking at my little mock schedule here, in that second quarter of the season, I actually have them going 4-0. You know, I think Tennessee is a very beatable team. Obviously, Jake Locker, just, you know, he's the X factor. Is he going to come back or come in the first four games of the season and just blow it up? I don't think so. So I think they got a really good chance against Tennessee. Washington, you know, again, RG3, you know, he could be the guy, he could be the stud, or he could be, you know, slow to start. So yeah. I think just having a rookie quarterback in there, you know, it's a good chance for our defense to really light him up. And then Arizona, they're kind of the wounded duck going into the season. So I think they're going to be picked on a lot, I think, throughout the season. So I think that's an easy win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the thing about this game is going to be hard. They come back on Thursday night from a Sunday
but
game.
But at least it's here.
But at least it's home. They're going to be much improved from last year, but I think the X factor there is just the quick turnaround. And, you know, obviously they have a quick turnaround as well, but again, for a lot of reasons, I have them going 4-0 in that second half of the season, second quarter of the season.
Still to come, listen in on Jared Allen Wired for sound from the San Diego game. Plus, we give you the winning formula for the 2012 Minnesota Vikings. That's all next. It's Vikings Game Plan.
Vikings Game Plan is presented by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. By Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. And by Miller Lite, the official beer sponsor of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, I forgot to tell you, I think they threw a mic on me today.
They did.
I think they threw a mic on me today. Stay away. Come on, fellas. Let's get our work done and get on out, huh? Let's go. Get our work done. Let's go. Come on. Anybody else's legs feel heavy? Anybody else's legs feel heavy? The knee, low speed. Ow! What happened there? The mic's up for Brian Harper. Hit me a tune real quick. Yeah.
I'm so happy to be right here with Jared.
Well, wow, nice kick. Whoa. Hey, really? Really? Rock, rock. Hey. Rock, rock. Thank you. No, you missed the call.
What
was Pirate that? You didn't pirate, so I came out. You called Pirate, jerk.
It's Pirate.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So you got to play over the top.
I did.
I get my funny bone. Why do they call your funny bone? It's not so funny. That's all we got.
Jared Allen, best pass-rushing 4-3 defensive end in the National Football League. Quite loquacious in the preseason game against the San Diego Chargers. If you missed any of that via the simulcast, you can watch it all back at Vikings.com. This is the Verizon winning formula featuring Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com in deep stretch of Vikings game plan. And we are previewing the 2012 season, kind of giving you the view from 10,000 feet. Next week, we dive face first into the Jacksonville Jaguars. But with the winning formula provided by Verizon, what we're going to do weekly is going to be finding routes for the Vikings to win games. We have Jacksonville coming up. We'll deal with that next week. The winning formula this season for the Vikings offense.
To me, it starts with the offensive line. We've talked all offseason, Paul. The key to the offseason was it's all about Christian Ponder. Well, I feel good about the progress that Christian has made, so I think he's ready to go. To me, it's important that the team plays well around Christian Ponder. That starts with the offensive line. We can talk about wanting to improve in the passing game, but if you can't run the ball, you can't do anything. So for me, it's the offensive line. Three-fifths new. First-round pick, Matt Khalil, yep, at left tackle. Charlie Johnson at left guard, and then coaching staff believes in Brandon Fusco. And I like that they have a player who is undervalued by a lot of people coming from Division II, but they believe in him and they're going to go with him at right guard. So three-fifths new parts on that offensive line. I think they're the key to the Vikings offense.
And the defense.
To me, it's stopping the run. We've seen Vikings defenses in the past. Historically, they're very good at stopping the run. Now, everyone wants to talk about needing to improve our pass defense, which is true. We were 26 last year against the pass. But if you can't stop the run, it's just like if you can't run the ball, you can't do anything on offense. If you can't stop the run, the opposing offense can do anything they want to you. So to me, it's we got to be stout in the front seven against the run.
Verizon winning formula, special teams 2012 season. Wabi.
I don't want to put a ton of pressure on a rookie, but I'm going to have to on special teams. It's Blair Walsh, not only from a field goal standpoint, but from kicking off. We need touchbacks. We only had 19 last year. We need to get that into the 40s or the 50s and make opponents start deeper in their own territory. We were near last in opponents' drive start last year. We need to be closer to the top to help our defense.
Nice job.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com. For all of us with the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan, and I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.